今天我有另外一个讲员
，Another speaker I have
是海德堡大学的音乐博士，又是神学博士
，as a PhD in music and theology from University of Heidelberg，
一个大学
，one university，
世界最著名的大学之一
，one of the elite universities in the world，
一个人在两年里面拿了两个博士
，within 2 years he got 2 PhDs，
拿了。音乐博士回来以后
，After he returned with a PhD in music，
我说我请你再回去。
I said you got to go back。
为什么叫我再回去呢
？He asked why。
你可以再拿神学博士。
I said you should get a theology PhD。
为什么这么快就回来
？Why you return so quickly？
他说唐牧师啊，读书很辛苦。
Say Dr. Tong is so difficult to study。
我说很辛苦，有的还要嫁给他。
But to him who has more will be added。
再辛苦吧。
You just go suffer more。
他就再回去了。
So he went back。
两年以后
，2 years later。
真的再拿个神学博士回来。
Indeed, he returned with a PhD in theology.
我把这个事情告诉林旺街的老师。
I told the teacher of Dr. Yaya Ling,
很伟大的指挥学最大的教授。
One of the greatest professors in conducting.
Dr. Otto Werner Müller.
Dr. Otto Werner Müller.
但是我教会有个副牧师在海德堡拿两个博士。
I say I have an associate pastor with 2 PhD from Heidelberg.
It is very, very difficult thing.
但是这非常困难的事情。
To get 2 doctors from Heidelberg University，
是从这个大学拿到两个博士学位。
Your friend must be a genius。
所以你这个朋友一定是一个天才。
今天我请他到这里来给我们讲道。
I've invited him to share with us。
当他拿博士的时候
，When he got his PhD，
他的音乐博士是什么呢
？The music PhD，
诗篇51篇跟巴哈的圣乐的关系。
It's about the relationship with Psalm 51 and the music of Johann Sebastian Bach.
这样小的题目可以写博士。
Such a theme, you can write a thesis.
他的神学博士是什么呢
？The theological theme
在加尔文基督教要义里面，上帝的荣耀。
The glory of God in the teachings of John Calvin.
当他把这个题目 proposal 献上去的时候
，When he proposed the thesis，
他老师说这500年来。第一个写这个题目的就是你。
The professor said, for 500 years, you are the first to write such a
theme. 很多人研究加尔文的基督教要义。
Many people study the institutes of Christian religion.
没有人研究这个要义里面上帝的荣耀这个专题。
But no one would study the glory of God in the institutes.
他的博士论文写好了以后。
So after he finished his PhD thesis.
照样 Peter Lang 给他印。
Peter Lang approved it.
以后所有欧洲的大学都要一份放在图书馆。
And all the European university would request for a copy.
所有德国的大学、所有英国的大学、美国的大学都拿一份放在他们的图书馆。
German, British, and American university also.
那他因为在欧洲3个音乐学院毕业。
He graduated from 3 music conservatory in Europe.
他可以用英文讲。
So he can speak in English.
他可以用荷兰文讲。
He can speak in Dutch.
可以用的文讲
，in German，
也可以用印尼文讲
，and Bahasa，
就是不能用中文讲
，but not Chinese。
这就是我们印尼的华侨最亏欠的地方。
This is where we are lacking in Indonesia。
今天呢，他要用英文讲
，he will be sharing in English，
可能有一点点印尼腔
，maybe a little bit of Indonesian accent。
我问我们杨长老，他说我完全听明白，而且他要先教给我，因为常常他用的英文。很多词句我不明白，我要先看一下。现在他们两个已经讲好了，请 Billy 上台。
Dr. Billy Cristanto。
Boleh saya tahu di gembol ada berapa piano? Kira-kira. 他住一个小城镇，叫做 Gembol， 那个城镇大概20万人口。整个城市只有5架钢琴。
He stayed in a very small city that have 200,000 people with only 5 piano in the whole city.
Umur berapa main piano?
Saya termasuk terlambat bang, umur 9.
9岁，他说太迟了，9岁才弹琴。
He started playing the piano only at 9.
他们那边没有老师。
There were no teachers.
所以有时候他要人家用车把他开到70公里外面去修琴。
He had to travel 70 kilometers just to learn the piano.
跑到马浪去，
杜马浪，
到苏拉巴亚去，
苏拉巴亚，
所以结果变成那个城市最好的钢琴家。
And now he has become the best pianist in the city.
也变成印尼最好的钢琴家之一。
And one of the best in Indonesia.
现在他跟我还有我2个女儿4个人成为我们交响乐的指挥。
And together with me and my 2 daughters, we are 4 conductors of our orchestra.
我指挥了有56场。
I've conducted 56 sessions.
他指挥了大概有 30 concerts. 20多个场
20 over
每一场都没有拿钱的
and doesn't get paid
感谢上帝 现在鼓掌欢迎他 给我们
I want to read with you again Jude verse 3
我们再一次看 犹大书第三节
upon which the theme of our conference is based
就是我们大会的主题
Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
亲爱的，我一直迫切地想要写信给你们，论到我们同享的救恩，但我觉得有必要现在就写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付给圣徒的真道借力奋斗。
We read in this verse that contending for the faith cannot be separated from the role of tradition.
我们已经讲了，为真理借力奋斗，不能够跟传统分开。
The Latin Vulgate translation, Latin version, uses the term semel tradite sanctis fidei.
这个是拉丁的这句经文的翻译。
So there is the term tradite.
在里面有这个传统的这个字。
Now speaking about the tradition, we know that there is a difference between Reform and Catholic understanding.
提到传统的时候，我们知道罗马天主教跟我们的概念是不同的。
We can do a simple theological mapping by placing Roman Catholic, perhaps also along with Eastern Orthodoxy on the right.
如果我们把罗马天主教跟东根正教会放在右边的话，
on the right, namely those who emphasize, perhaps overemphasize the role of tradition.
可能他们对传统已经过分的注重。While
on the left side, we have the liberals.
然后在左边，我们放新派的这些神学家。The
liberals who used to downplay the role of tradition.
新派觉得传统根本是不重要的。Now
we can say that Reformed theology teaches a paradoxical attitude towards tradition.
但是在归正神学里面，我们对传统有反合性的态度。
Contending for the true faith means both being deferential or respectful and critical towards tradition.
借力要为正道辩论的情况底下，我们对传统有正确的这一种的尊敬，但是同时也不会过分的来注重它。
Deferential towards the biblical tradition, yet at the same time critical towards human-made tradition.
所以我们同时会尊敬传统，但是同时也会有批判性的这种看法。
We believe that those who don't have healthy critique towards one theological tradition will become either like Roman Catholic or Eastern Orthodox.
如果你对传统的这个概念是不健康的话，你会成为罗马天主教。 或者是更正教的信徒。
On the other hand, those who have little or even no respect of tradition will become like liberals.
但是如果你对传统完全弃而不用的话，你就会可能成为新派的基督徒。
Respecting the biblical tradition is of utmost importance because through it we can observe the continuity of God's works in the past, in the present, and even the hope for the coming future.
我们尊敬圣经的传统是非常重要的一件事情，因为它将让我们以圣经的过去、现在跟未来都有正确的看法。
My colleague Reverend Ivan Christiani already mentioned about the relation between tradition and knowing one's identity.
先前以凡牧师已经跟我们说，了解传统跟我们自我的发现是有直接的联系的。
From the perspective of Reformed biblical theology, we can also relate the healthy role of tradition to God's redemptive or salvation history.
从圣经看见传统的这个正确的认识，我们可以也认识上帝在救赎跟历史上面的角色。
We should understand what kind of faith that was once for all delivered tradite to the saints.
我们就可以认识为什么圣经说一次交付给圣徒的真道到底是什么一回事。
By knowing the tradition, we have confidence that God, who have worked in the past, is still working today, and will continue his works until their final completion.
如果我们对传统有正确的态度的话，我们就知道过去工作的上帝也会必然在未来永远同样的方式工作。
Now, some people are skeptical about tradition because they think that tradition is somehow anti-progression, anti-everything new and contemporary, and in some respect, they are right, of course.
有些人对传统有负面的看法，因为认为传统对新意、对新的东西、新的理解，全部都是不好的。当然，在某方面来说，他们是对的。